Okay. Famous pasuk, which we discussed with Rimin Kamar earlier one night this week. This source is a remez for the hint of the obligation to make 100 brachos every day. And now, ata with an ayin. Well, what is Hashem really asking from you? Sounds like a small thing. Ki'im, just only the yiras Hashem lokech lalechis bechol drachav la'aval. So you should fear God. You should follow His path. You should love Him. Right? La'avod es Hashem. A few pages. Lokech bechol va'avchol bechol nafshecho. Right? Just I have a small little request. Just $1 million. Just a small little request. Just a very high thing. So the Orach Chaim says, you know, it sounds like it's a small thing, but we know that having real Yiras Hashem is very difficult. So the Orach Chaim wants to try to pick this apart. It means Kavanas HaKosuv Hi. What's the pasuk talking about? Azeh HaDerech Lefi Sheyesh Shtei Dargos Shechofetz Hashem Yisrael LaAsois. There are two levels, two things that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Good morning. Two things Hashem wants people to do when serving Him. Heim Zolamalze, one's higher than the other. Echad hu ha'yira, l'malmi menu ha'ahava. So the lower level is Yiras Hashem, and then the higher level, serving Hashem, is ahava. V'amal lehem she'ein mevakish mehem ki'im ha'yira. So in this, all I'm requesting for you is the lower level. Meaning, I could have asked a bigger thing from you. Ahava Hashem, I'm only asking the Yiras Hashem, initially. Tam ha'dava, the reason for this is, hu lefi she'ha'yira, If you go and order the pasuk, so then it says if you have Yiras Hashem, then you'll follow His ways. Meaning that's enough. If just on a simple level, not talking about this higher level of Yira Haromos, this being so awestruck and just blown away by the intensity of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's reality, just on a simple level, just the fear Yiras Hashem, right? Ki hayore. Lo yechdal miyiraso afilu ba'achas me'elef she'olav la'asayis. He's not going to do even, he's not going to miss even one out of 1,000. He's going to do everything in his view. If you're really afraid, if you had a boss who tells you, gives you, today's to-do list is 1,000 things, and you're really afraid, meaning, you know, we don't have the type of fear like it, but imagine like a country where they still do it, some places in the world where there's serious punishments. Physical punishments if you don't meet the quota.
Yeah, like Mitzrayim, if you didn't make the quota of bricks that day.
Right, right. So there was. He says in his lashon here even a afilu ba'achas me'elef, even one out of 1,000 you would still do. Lo zu b'vad, not only that. Migiyasu ela od lo la'ava oso. So not only are you going to do all the mitzvos if you have the yira, but by having the yira, that's going to be the stepping stone to get to ahava. If you really have Yiras Hashem, you'll be able to get to the second higher level. This is the doorway that you use to open to get into the world of Ahava. It's like, you know, there's a famous vort in Mitoch Shelo Lishma Bo Lishma. That from doing something Shelo Lishma, you'll eventually doing it Lishma. That means the only way to get to that Shelo Lishma level is to start, I'm sorry, I said backwards, the only way to get to the Lishma level, doing things for pure, you know, with no ulterior motives, is to really, you have to start on the Shelo Lishma. I'm doing this because I want money. I'm doing this because I want covered. I'm doing this for, fill in the blank, I'm doing this for a different reason. Eventually you'll get to that, but that's the way you have to, it's a ladder. You can't jump rungs on the ladder. You have to climb the Lishma ladder on this. You have to get to the Ahava. The way to enter the opening, the door to get to that place called Ahava is to walk through Yira. Is to do that first. Then, okay, so he explains now it starts with Va'ato. The beautiful idea. Velo, Zem, sorry. Kishomar Kosev Hashem Shona Imach. Ki'im li'ira. What does Hashem ask you? Only fear Him. Dik dik lomer ve'ato. So what were you, always this is very precise words. So why is it there to say now? Pirish mash hu shoyl yira hu ata bizman hazeh. What Hashem is asking for you is right now. Ata means now. Sha'ata with an aleph bo lisa ol elokus. When you're going to take on the yoke of elokus, of Hashem's authority over you. But that's not the tachlis. That's not the ultimate goal that we're searching for. We're telling you what you have to do right now. Meaning, I want to be the CEO of the company. Well, that's very nice. But what do you have to do right now? Right now, I have to lick envelopes. Right now, I have something in front of me to do at this point in time. And that's what Hashem is telling you to do. Not to be thinking about what's going to be in the future, what's going to be in 5 years from now. Think about what I have to do right here, right now. That's what he's saying. Chofetz meimenu asos at this point. El shezei amidenu begeder ha'ahavo. That's what's going to get him to the other place. Okay, so once we now we've set this up, that Yira is by necessarily the first thing that has to happen to get to the ahavo. He keeps going. L'derech zeh, yizyashi ma'amar, ma, what is Hashem asking? Right? Ki'im, only this. Right? It's saying it's really Hashem is not really asking you such a big thing. Just only this small little thing over here. Right? This is the famous Gemara. But Gemara Sha'amru Atu Yira Milsa Zutras is Yiras Hashem such a small little thing? Right? Hakavana hi Kevin Shabeirech Masigeha Gedola Hiloti Gore Ketana. What it means is that if you haven't gotten to this level yet, it's a big thing, right? Don't think it's small. Hagam shebe'erech ha'ava hi l'mat mimeno. Even though compared to Ava, it's a lower level. Teretz l'gabi Moshe. When for Moshe said these things, that's a small thing. Shigam be'erech ha'sigom yishino b'god ha'katan. Because for Moshe, it's a small level. So the Gemara is asking. Reminds me of a vort. I think it's in the Magid of Mezrich. I think, but it definitely. Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson said this once. The Gemara asks, is Yiras Hashem such a small thing? All I'm asking for is $1 million. All I'm asking is just to have Yiras Hashem. It's not so simple. It's not so easy. The Gemara goes, yeah, Ein. Oh, mazel tov. Legabi Moshe. Regarding Moshe, it's a small thing. So the Magid, one of the Chassidus Sfarim say, you have to read the Pasuk differently. Is Yiras Shemayim such a small thing? It says, Ein. Yeah, it is. When you are legabe Moshe, when you're around a tzaddik, then it's a milsazurzi. When you see somebody who's the real deal, yeah, Rebbe, tzaddik, Rosh Hashiva, somebody who's the real thing, and you're around them, see, a milsazurzi, then it's a small thing because you see and you can learn from them. But that's not pshat in the pasuk or what the Gemara is talking about, but the way they, very often you put a comma in one place and changes the entire way of the meaning. So it says, yeah, Ian, you're right, it is. If you are Lagabi Mil Moshe. So if you are Lagabi Moshe, then it's an easier thing to come to having Yiras Hashem. Okay. Shkoyach. Good Ner Shabbos.